Today's Best of Most Country B100. Hey, it's Cody and Deb. What an interesting week we had. It was 50 Shades of Deb.
Most certainly was. And who knew that's the way it would turn out? My friend put me on this dating site. She goes, you got to get out there. So I said, fine, we'll get a profile, put it up. And who knew I got Jack.
Yeah. Now, you and Jack had corresponded for a couple of weeks, correct?
Yeah, we have.
Now, tell us a little bit about Jack.
Jack was he's an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in South Milford, Indiana, but he has to travel to London. He has a home there because his father left him a home. His grandma's sick. His son is in boarding school in London.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to go to Singapore to get an artifact.
Okay.
So that's where he is right now.
And what I did was gone through a couple of the hundreds of texts that you and Jack had had.
Yes, we had. Yes.
I wanted to introduce our audience to Jack.
Deb's version of 50 Shades of Grey.
I keep fantasizing and role-playing our first date. Pull into your driveway. The cool, crisp fall air. Crackling of the leaves under my feet. As I nervously walk towards your front door. And I see you peek out the window. You smile and give me a nod as you greet me at the door. And as we stand there in that first moment of meeting each other, it just feels natural. We say our pleasantries and hellos and you greet me with a soft kiss on the cheek. Which is nice. Because I don't like women that are too forward. And then I take you out for the most romantic picnic dinner. I've already got it set up. It's off in the woods, by a lake. Not just pizza and beer for you, Deb. Nothing but the best. Later after dinner, we take a stroll around the lake. And as we get to a particular point, I let go of your hand. Walk over to a set of bushes. Or in those bushes, I've got something for you. It's roses. There's a little bit of a tear and a smile, but it's not a sad tear. It's a happy tear, a tear of joy. I've seen tears, heartache, sadness. I like that look on your face. You can trust me, Deb. Oh, I've placed a lot of other things around this lake too, Deb, that I can't wait to show you. I can't wait till we can talk again.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb on B100.
And that's when it all began. The listeners, Deb, were happy for you putting yourself out there and getting back into the dating world.
They just wanted me to be careful.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How about you?
Yeah.
Good. Deb?
Yes.
Be very, very careful.
Oh, I will.
Now, what's he say he does for a living?
He's an archaeologist. He travels the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think that she's with you on
yes,
this.
Yes, I most certainly am because, yeah you got to be careful.
Yeah.
What if it's real?
Let's think about this. And I told Deb this yesterday because she was going, this is just, it's too, you know.
Yeah.
As I was reading through, it sounds too good to be true. And we always get told if it's too good to be true, then it is and blah, blah, blah. But think about maybe somebody that may be a nuclear physicist that works at Notre Dame. They're going to be kind of eccentric and weird and kind of goofy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so it could be true.
He's really nice, like he says. I mean.
Well, it's still in its baby stage. I mean, y'all haven't even spoken. You haven't even heard his voice, have you?
I know. I have not heard his voice. No.
Right. How long have y'all been corresponding, though?
About a week and a half.
Right. So you still have that little inkling of.
It's still very, very
maybe.
Early and
right.
Giggly and kind of fun and
right.
Tingly. And
just that flirty thing going on.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, thanks, man.
Good morning, Deb. How are you doing this morning? It's
great. Jeff. Hi.
Hey, I've been listening to you on the radio. I wish you the best. I wish you all happiness. You deserve it. But be careful, okay?
Okay, I will.
I mean, I've met my wife online, and I'm the happiest I've ever been in years.
That's wonderful.
Just be careful. Don't want nothing to happen to you.
See, it can happen.
But don't make me, and what's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Don't make me and Jeff go beat the crap out of some man. If we do have to, then make sure you got bail money ready.
I got you covered, buddy. I mean, I'm right there with you. If you happen to that, me and you take care of it.
Right.
That's so sweet.
All
thank
right.
you.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do a little archaeology myself.
You do? You dig up things?
No, I would if I were you.
You know, I've got plenty of friends that work in the police force, Deb. We can do a little background check.
Yeah, he might be whispering little sweet nothings, in your text messages.
We keep talking about it. And every time we plan on something, he has to go somewhere else.
Yeah, so I did, hey, what would
that
date be?
You sure he may not be married, Deb?
Oh, I don't know. That crossed my mind, maybe.
You never know, you know what I mean?
He says he's not.
Well, yeah, of course he's going to.
You got
to
make sure you're still a Notre Dame fan and a Cub fan, too, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, what if this guy was everything he says he is?
Well, we've talked about sports. He likes soccer, but he likes the London soccer team. It's a soccer club of London he likes.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Oh, no. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
Well, he grew up in Europe.
Done. Gone.
The bad thing is, you know, what if you go on a date with him? He sounds like Pee Wee Herman or something.
Right.
Oh. In my mind, he's wearing a leather jacket and a fedora, just like Indiana Jones.
A fedora and a leather jacket?
Whatever.
This is 1976?
No, it's Indiana Jones.
Hey, Cody. Hey, just tell Deb to be careful because a good friend of mine was doing an online dating website. Guy said he was from Europe doing some business, la-di-da-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I'm going to be flying in next week to see you. The day that comes, he calls her and says, hey, I just lost my passport. I just got my wallet stolen. Can you send me some money?
Oh.
Did she?
No, she did not.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But it was almost the same, you know, started mm-hmm. talking uh-huh. about, you know, I got family that's sick and I've been out of town, la-di-da-di-da. So,
uh-huh.
so yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll be careful. I'll be careful. I'll watch out for that. That's a red flag.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, hey, no,
can I borrow $50 till payday?
I don't even give him. If Cody asks me money, I give him the third degree. He's lucky to get 50 cents for a can of pop.
Deb's version of 50 Shades of Grey.
Hey, Cody. Hey, Deb. A friend of mine, his sister went through the same thing, and come to find out, he was in another country. You know, of course, he sweet-talked her and everything, sent her flowers. She ended up trying to help him get back to the States. He was saying that, well, they're not letting him go because he owes so much money or something to them, and it ended up draining her dry.
Now, how much money are we talking about?
We're talking like over almost $5,000 or more.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I hope women are listening to this, and even men.
Anybody.
This can go both ways.
Absolutely, it can.
They're listening to this, and it's sending up some red flags or at least letting them know, hey, be careful out there. Hi,
B100. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I honestly think it is a big old scam.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about setting up a little red herring. And so we're going to fire a text back to him just so if he is one of those money scam guys,
mm-hmm.
then what we're going to do is maybe flip the script and ask him for cash.
That may be a good idea.
Maybe, like, Deb has an emergency where she has to rush
her
off somewhere. Yeah.
I can't use grandma. That would be too obvious, though.
Like, what if your best friend's mom passed away or something, and she's out of state? Where would she live? Connecticut.
There you go.
You're not going to be able to get back in touch with him for a couple of days like you have been. You've got to go out of town because he doesn't know what you do.
No. Well, I said public relations.
You could tell him that you've got to run off to Connecticut to console your best friend whose mom just passed away and help arrange funeral arrangements. That way, we may be able to ask him for cash.
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay, so, all right, I'm trying to write the text right now.
Oh, Lord, I feel like I'm in high school, plotting revenge.
I mean, this is kind of exciting.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to share a little story with Deb about her current situation, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Deb, everybody's telling you to be wary. It's rightly you should, but there's a flip side to this as well. I have a friend who tried out this online dating,
mm-hmm.
met a girl from Canada. They talked for about 6 months before they actually met.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, they are currently living in British Columbia, happily married with their first child on the way.
Oh,
wow.
There you go.
They could end up working out.
You can mm-hmm. be anything you want on that computer.
That's true.
Hey, you watch yourself, Deb, and if you need a bodyguard, by God, I'm always for hire.
I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb. On B100.
B100, hello.
Hi. Well, I just want to warn you that my sister was on there,
mm-hmm.
and that is the exact same guy that my sister hooked up with.
Ooh.
And he is an imposter. What he told her was the exact same thing he's telling you, mm-hmm. and then he had to make a bid on something. He was bidding on a bridge. He said, you know, he never came out and really asked her money, but he says, I need $5,000.
Right.
Well, anyway, she tracked him down. Is the English kind of broken up a little?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's the guy. His language is always broken up. that's usually a good-looking guy. And mm-hmm. He's always in another country, but mm-hmm. comes back here. And two sisters were in an accident and were killed. Well, now, have you heard that? Did he tell you that?
No, he did not. He just said that his grandma was sick.
He had supposedly a daughter that the grandma was raising in France, and that all his money is in a box in France, and nobody can open it because he's the only one with the code.
Right.
Oh, he's got the
code. Now,
how
did your sister deal with this? Did she milk it out to have fun with it, or what'd she do?
Well, she said, okay, I'm going to send you money down there to the American Embassy,
mm-hmm.
and she said, here's the number and everything, but she didn't do it. But he mm-hmm. went there and tried to get it.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, she really did a number on him and caught him to the point where he eventually showed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a young African man, and this is how they get money. But everything you said is exactly like what happened to my sister.
He has to
and I just
it up
wanted to warn you
because
eventually, it'll come down to something like that. That's why you have not met him yet.
Now, let me ask you this. Deb and I were thinking about this. We were thinking about, because this has run through our mind since, you know, the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We were thinking about flipping the script and asking him for cash.
Oh. They won't do that. Just don't ever send any money.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never, ever do that.
What if we send
pesos? And I just don't want you to get your hopes up because I know that this is the guy.
I must admit, in the beginning, it was intriguing.
Uh-huh.
But then there was just too much that was.
Does he call you honey and sweetheart?
Oh, he calls me sweet one and honey.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
guy.
He's kissing me all
the
time.
That's the guy. Oh, yeah, that's him.
Now, if he asks you for money, Deb,
uh-huh.
Here's what we can do. Let's say he asks you for $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Done. We'll do it.
Okay.
It's done. We'll go get 5,000 pesos, which is going to be like about 87 cents.
Right.
And we'll ship it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you wanted American money. Oh.
I saw you weren't specific.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to warn you because
it
upset my sister.
Right.
But she, you know, caught him, but it hurt her, you know.
Well, it did hurt a little bit in the beginning. I thought, well, I'm talking to my friends, and I was a little excited just for about a day.
Did you spill too soon?
What do you mean?
Did you spill to all your friends too soon?
Well, I don't know. Well, they're my friends, so I had to tell somebody about it.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, they're very understanding. They're the ones who say, stop talking to him. Stop talking to him.
Let's keep talking to him.
Yeah. Well, I said, I want to.
He's a fraud.
Well,
here's
the thing.
There's quite a bit of them out there.
And with this,
you really got to watch it. But English is broken up.
Yeah.
And they're saying, mm-hmm. honey and sweetheart, you're the love of my life and all this kind
of
stuff.
They're beautiful and smart
woman. You know you've got a hoax on there.
Here's the thing. If we play this out, you know, and have some fun with it, then maybe anybody else that's going through the same thing you are right now.
Absolutely.
They'll be like, oh, okay, all the signs are the same. And let's all play a scam on this guy.
Absolutely. Because there are a lot of lonely people who aren't connected sometimes to a lot of other people.
And they listen to the show.
That means they're even more not connected to life.
But the thing is that I'm on there, and I know what to look for, uh-huh. you know, because mm-hmm. of what my sister went through. And so I can pick him out. And when you're on there long enough, you'll be able to pick him out, too.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just wanted to warn you.
Thank you so much. And
crusher.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No.
But I'd rather you not get your heart broken.
No, thank you. I'm fine.
You're like the anti-Valentine.
Stop
that. Okay. Just have fun with it. Yeah.
I will. I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stop that.